I try to disabuse them of the presumption that strangers are interested in their interior lives. People go to poetry to enjoy poetry, not to be dragged into the autobiographical traumas of some other person. So if that's all they have to offer, autobiographical content, I try to tell them that that's really insufficient, that they need to know about form.
It occurs to me that young people, the primary way I'm imagining they experience poetry is through song lyrics.
Yeah.
And I was wondering how you transitioned them from that mindset of poetry as song lyrics to the kind of poetry that you practice.
Right. Well, I would transition them by telling them that song lyrics are not poetry. And if they protested, I would offer them a test. And the test would be to, you know, come out on stage with a piece of paper with the song lyrics written on the piece of paper and read the lyrics into a microphone. And I'd say 99 out of 100 cases, it will either not hold up or seem completely ridiculous. I mean, the thing is that song lyrics don't need to be poetry. Song lyrics are just song lyrics. But when someone says, you know, are these song lyrics are like poetry, they're using poetry in a terrible sense of the word. They're using poetry as an aspirational term.
Have your students ever tried to turn you on to any contemporary songwriters or artists that they felt were that 1 out of 100 that might qualify?
I'm always, you know, eager to try to keep up, although it seems like an impossible task at this point. But when I go to a school, if I'm with a small group of students, at some point I will pass around a piece of paper and tell them, why don't you each write down on this piece of paper a band I should listen to?
That's an interesting exercise. What are some bands that or acts that you have listened to as a result of that?
Yeah, well, a lot of rap music. Snoop Dogg and Jay-Z and some other ones. I'm kind of developing an ear for it. It's fun to listen to, especially because rap music is very, very rhyme heavy, rhyme conscious, and the content is so, you know, outrageously vulgar in some cases. To be a good rapper, you have to be a good rhymer. You have to be, and not Moon June Croon. You have to be a clever rhymer. You have to bring words together that have a sound similarity that no one ever recognized before. And that, of course, if you go back to, you know, Byron, say, clever end rhyming was one of the obviously entertaining features of poetry, and rap has brought that back.